So Ezekiel was giving an illustration of our day and age, and what Ezekiel is showing in Ezekiel 37 is that there's a prophetic message that brings revival, the final revival to the world. But Sister White is going to identify that this prophetic understanding is not simply for those outside Adventism, but it's for people in Adventism as well. And I want to begin here to try to emphasize that it's the purpose of prophecy is not simply a doctrine, but there's a role that it will play in bringing about revival to the church and to us individually. But one of the things that will prevent this from happening is if we do not understand what prophecy is all about. But let's look at this passage where Sister White's speaking about Ezekiel 37. The souls of those whom we desire to save are like the representation which Ezekiel saw in vision, a valley of dry bones. They are dead in trespasses and sin, but God would have us deal with them as though they were living. Were the question put to us, Son of Man, can these bones live? Our answer would be only the confession of ignorance. O Lord, thou knowest. To all appearance, there is nothing to lead us to hope for their restoration. Yet nevertheless, the word of prophecy must be spoken even to those who are like dry bones in the valley. We are in no wise to be deterred from fulfilling our commission by the listless, the dullness, the lack of spiritual perception in those upon whom the word of God is brought to bear. We are to preach the word of life to those whom we may judge to be as hopeless subjects as though they were in their graves. Though they may seem unwilling to hear or to receive the light of truth without questioning or wavering, we are to do our part. We are to repeat to them the message, Awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. It is not the human agent that is to inspire with life. The Lord God of Israel will do that part, quickening the lifeless spiritual nature into activity. The breath of the Lord of hosts must enter into the lifeless bodies. In the judgment, when all secrets are laid bare, it will be known that the voice of God spoke through the human agent and aroused the torpid conscience and stirred the lifeless faculties and moved the sinner to repentance and contrition and forsaking of sins. It will then be clearly seen that through the human agent, faith in Jesus Christ was imparted to the soul, and spiritual life from heaven was breathed upon one who was dead in trespasses and sin, and he was quickened with spiritual life. But not only does this simile of dry bones apply to the world, but also to those who have been blessed with great light, for they also are like the skeletons of the valley. They have the form of men, the framework of the body, but they have not spiritual life. But the parable does not leave the dry bones merely knit together into the forms of men, for it is not enough that there is symmetry of limb and feature. The breath of life must vivify their bodies, the bodies, that they may stand